It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, August 16th,
2009. Oh, the FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansgild, and this is the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. Well, I do have a Pirate in the News story for you this week, some FCC action, and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and Note Stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. I got a whole bunch of off-air recordings and some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansgild.
Yeah, I know. The sound quality really sucks on this show. I'm using a backup microphone, a USB headset. I can't find the power supply for my main studio mic, and it takes 9-volt VAC. It must have got lost somewhere between here and the cabin this last weekend, so I will correct it before next week's show, but for this week, well, we gotta do what we gotta do. So noting that, I will be trying to talk less this week's show and have a whole bunch of off-air recordings for you a little bit later. But first, hey, I do want to note, MAC broadcasted, MAC Shortwave, made it to Europe this last week, logged in Germany by Dr. Tim. MAC was on 6850 August 9th, Sunday morning, 0100 UTC, that's Saturday night here in the States. Hey, congrats, Tony, over there, MAC, making the hop over to Europe. That's cool. Okay, let's get into some pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, I have two Pirates in the News story for you this week. First up, from the Northeast Radio Watch, the latest high-profile Boston FM pirate has been visited by the FCC. WPOT Hot 97.5 signed on in mid-July on a very poorly chosen frequency, right next door to Intercom's WAAF relay, WKAF 97.7 Brockton. It didn't take long for agents from the Quincy Field Office to track the signal to One Westinghouse Plaza in Hyde Park and to issue a notice of unlicensed operation to the building's landlord in an effort to get WPOT off the air. That's Hot WPOT 97.5 FM in the Boston area. Our second story comes from the AR Newsline, an update on some FCC action that occurred against a pirate in Texas a little while back. Apparently, the pirate has to pay. This from AR Newsline.
He has ordered Texas resident Radame Severino to pay a $10,000 fine. This for allegedly operating an unlicensed radio transmitter on the frequency of 101.5 megahertz in the Houston area. In its forfeiture order adopted on August 5th, the FCC noted that on May 26th, the Commission's Houston Resident Agent Office of the Enforcement Bureau had issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $10,000 to Severino for the alleged offense. To date, Severino has not filed a response to the order. The case dates back to October 23rd and 25th, 2006. That's when the FCC responded to a complaint about an unlicensed radio station in the Houston area. An agent from the Commission's Houston office T-hunted the signal on 101.5 megahertz to a building in the Houston area. On October 31, 2006, an agent from the Houston office inspected the radio station located in suites K through M of the building, which was labeled as the home of the Iglesia Misionera Evangelistica Elohim Church. The agent determined that Severino leased these suites, was responsible for the station, and was the pastor for the church. On November 7, 2006, the Houston office sent a formal notice of unlicensed operation to Severino at his residence. The notice warned him that operation of an unlicensed radio station violated Section 301 of the Act and directed him to cease all unlicensed operations immediately. The letter also outlined the potential penalties for such a violation. But the FCC warning to Severino apparently went unheeded. On January 30th, March 12th, and October 15th, 2008, agents from the Houston office again T-hunted the signal on 101.5 MHz to Severino's leased suites. This in turn led to the issuance of a $10,000 notice of apparent liability to Severino, to which he never responded. As a result, Severino was given the customary 30 days to pay or to file an appeal.
Seven Boston.
Breaking the law, 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 breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, with that, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings on Pirate Radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Zane Radio starts us off this week, noting the Perseid meteor shower that occurred last week. He was wondering if they would affect propagation. Weak Radio replied that FM pirates could be slightly affected by the meteors. Some large meteor bursts and some quick blips can bring FM signals to near local strength from hundreds of miles away. If you have a quiet spot on the FM dial with a decent receiver and antenna, you can easily hear these blips and bursts as the meteors strike the atmosphere. Doubtful there is any meteor effect on the shortwave pirate area. The lowest frequencies he's ever noticed meteor effects are around 10 and 11 meters. But Week says he's sure it does happen lower down in the band also. Doctor Who posted teasing us all with the possibility of a new Ultraman show on MAC, possibly this weekend, so if you're listening to this during the week, you missed it, but I'm sure there will be reruns. Hey, we always love to hear Ultraman on MAC. Dimbulb took us all to Pirate Radio Boot Camp this week. This is my antenna, this is my gun, this is for broadcasting, this is for fun. Hey, thanks, IO. I now have that running through my head in a perpetual loop. And Cosmic Debris, General Cat Herder and Administrator of the FRN, announced a new batch of newbies that have been approved for the FRN. Goran DX48, All Steel 77, Roadkill, Mr. Announcer, Dr. Theo Smith, Wes, and Techapole, all new to the Free Radio Network. Welcome, and there is a lot of resources now at your fingertips. The search function is indispensable for almost any question you have to ask. It's in there somewhere. Try the search function on the FRN. Hey, and hey, behave, or the FRN abuse mistress will spank you, which is always kind of fun to watch. But most of all, as Gristle noted, hey, welcome, have fun, post, and share all that you can. The folks here are the best in the hobby. Over in the Op Exchange, Northwoods Radio asked what graphics programs other ops were using for QSL design. Mechanic points him to a page on the DX Zone where there is a list of many programs. Gristle does note that he uses a combination of a vector layout program and a photo editor, CorelDRAW, and Photoshop. a couple good posts on HF Underground last week. Brian24230 notes that his ICOM 718 HF all-band transceiver can transmit on 6925 in full power, which was a bit of a shock because the manual says it shouldn't be able to do that. He reports that he is the first owner of the rig and has not done any of the mods. He does note that other frequencies are blocked or reduced power, such as the CB bands. Seamus also says his 718 is capable of broadcasting on 6925. CM Radio gives the probable explanation that it is an unlocked export model, although Phantom does note that there was talk a few years back of moving the 40-meter handband down, and some manufacturers, in anticipation of this, started altering their radios. Well, that's interesting. The ICOM 718 is able to ping the pirate bands without modifications. That's good to know. Continuing on in HF Underground, LC reports the news that MFJ, Mighty Fine Junk, acquired Cushcraft on August 7th. MFJ Enterprises announced that they have purchased the Cushcraft amateur radio antenna product line from the Missouri-based Lard Technologies effective July 31st. Cushcraft, of course, are the makers of HF, VHF, UHF, vertical, beam, and Yagi antennas for the amateur radio community. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 705, dated August 14th, 2009, are the stations being heard on air this last week. Stations include KUSA, Northwoods Radio, Outhouse Radio, Thinking Man Radio, Voice of the Robots, and Wolverine Radio. Stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of Voice of the Robots, Thinking Man Radio, Northwoods Radio, Week, and Outhouse Radio. Boy, the QSLs, the EQSLs are really flying this last, started about 2 months ago, and pretty much if they're on air, you can get an EQSL almost immediately from a station these days.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings, and I got a bunch of them for you today. But before we get into that, someone was on 6925 AM a little bit earlier. Let's see if they're still on. Click on the radio. It's just flipped 1300 UTC Sunday morning. There's some static crashes there, but yeah, he's still there. Little live pirate radio action for you, 6925 AM. No ID, at least no ID I have heard. I have been listening on and off now for about, half hour or so. Good signal. Sounds really clean. Okay, let's turn that back down, get into the off-air recording. First up, Sea Lord down in Florida using a Tentec RX340 and his EWE antenna caught Ragnar Radio. 6950 AM, 811.09.0200 UTC. Now, I just want to throw it out there. I did not broadcast, I broadcasted this a few years ago. It's an old show of mine from 8 or 9 years, but I did not do this broadcast. But I guess for whoever dug it up and relayed it, thanks, I guess. Damn, some of these early shows were a little rough, just starting off in my pirate radio career back in the day. So here it is, Ragnar Radio.
This is Ragnar Radio. I am your host, Ragnar Blanco. Well, I really need to bring this down. There we go. More acceptable level of... I hope you're enjoying the show. We did a little bit of downs in there. The intergalactic laxative, in case you need to shit or pee, number one or number two. Hey, are these things that I just play it, you know? And before that, of course, the Sunshine Superman. and little Kid Rock. Hey, Kid Rock's going to show up a little bit later in this. Actually, we got a whole mess of Kid Rock we're going to do this evening. This is Ragnar Radio. We're just putting out a show this Saturday night. I was kicking dirt listening to WBCQ for the last hour or so. Merriman's ass, a hoot. I mean, she's a freak, but she's a hoot. And Tim Tron Radio Worldwide before that. And we're just kind of kicking back. We got a fire going in the old fire pit. We did a couple chops on the grill and wrapped the old corn on the cob in the, the foil and threw it on the fire and actually overcooked it a bit. But we just had a good old time here up in the great northern woods of the Great Lakes State and throwing the signal off to you and both of them back home. We got a whole bunch of good hard rock, raunchy tunes, some Kid Rock, some Camel Toe, some Cheech and Chong. We got Kiss, we got David Bowie, we got Ozzy Osbourne, we got a whole mess of good stuff. So turn it up real loud and have a good head. Roll a big fatty, because that's what I'm going to do. Well, actually, I'm going to stay a little bit sober this time around because when this show's done, I'm going to take down my antenna in the dark, put up the phase loop heading west in the dark, and throw it out again to the west coast in about an hour and a half or so. And so, hey, that'll always be fun. So we're going to do that in the dark and do an antenna switch. But right now, we're broadcasting on the antenna, the number one dipole to the east coast with a little Kid Rock. Turn it up. Turn it up real loud.
Man, that was when I was first starting out. Wish I could say I have improved since then, but William K. Hertz caught New England radio 6933, the 13th of August, 0200, playing a bunch of bluegrass. He lists the SIO of 333. There's a lot of noise in this recording, so I'm going to keep this one short. New England radio 6933. Zane in Chicagoland woke up in the middle of the night to hear some eerie sounds of Weak Radio, W-E-A-K, coming in on 6925, the 14th of August, heading at Sinpo of 25543. This is a short clip from 0750 UTC. I said Zane woke up in the middle of the night and heard Weak Radio. And I had some audio passed to me, recorded by none other than Chris Lobdell, who does the Pirating with Cumbre segment on DXing with Cumbre. Chris caught North Woods Radio, 6925 Upper Side Band, the 9th of August, around 0200. Have you noticed pretty much all of these clips are coming around 0200? Anyways, this reportedly was off a dipole antenna during an on-air antenna test by North Woods Radio. Down in Texas on his Palstar R30C and his patented Fug Loop antenna, caught Week Radio's Les Paul tribute show and uploaded it to the drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. Lex caught Week on the 15th of August between 0215 and 0330 UTC on 6925 Upper Sideband. Lex said it was a really good audio quality despite the static crashes and the fades, and was punching through nicely. Lex called it an SINPO of 34223. Top-notch audio quality really made it enjoyable despite the noise and fades. Take a listen to WEAK Radio. I got a couple more recordings for you that I recorded off the PC-1000. Saturday night, last night, was really cranking with some big signals. Started off with Wolverine Radio, 6925 Upper Side Band, 043 to 050. I just caught the tail end of the show. This is the sign-off. This is 81609 SINPO 55434. I never give out fives. This was a big signal rattling the speakers with two versions of Stardust. Take a listen to the sign-off of Wolverine Radio.
We were heard of the moon. And there we were with the sky.
After Wolverine signed off, WANK was thundering in on 6925 Upper Side Band 053 UTC, the 16th of August, SINPO 45534. The beat goes on, and you're listening to WANK. Wow, that really feels good. That's the ID. Take a listen to WANK Wank Radio.
Going fast all the time. Some still say, hey, buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, and the beat goes on,
yes, the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on,
the beat goes on.
You are listening to W-A-N-K. Whoa, that really feels good.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Hey, and I did want to share some good news with you this week before we got out of here. The solar situation is pulling out of the doldrums. I was listening to Glenn Hauser's World of Radio when I heard his propagation forecast at the end of the show. I'm just going to play this for you. It's about 30 seconds long. It's really short. Note the anticipated spike coming later this week.
The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 11th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but again, watch out for that predicted peak to 20 and 4 on August 18th. Solar flux rising just a bit from 67 to 68 on August 19th.
So that's it. I'm going to get out of here, and I do promise to have the at least a better microphone before next week, and hopefully over the next couple weeks I will be doing a show for the next 3 or 4 Sundays anyways before I have to take some more time off. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a couple things. We learned we have a new group of DXers on the FRN. Hey, say, big hand waving at you. Welcome, everybody. We also learned that MFJ bought Chriscraft this week, adding their antenna product line to MFJ. And I also learned, not only are you supposed to name your antenna, you should sleep with it too. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here, gang. Until next week, as always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's PiratesWeek.info.
You are, without doubt, the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.